Hey, look here, fellas. You guys gonna have to order from the drive-thru menu.
Hi, how you doing? What can I get you?
A Big Mac and a large Coke.
Fries?
No.
What's your favorite place? Probably Wendy's.
You wanna do something fun? You wanna go to Taco Bell?
What about KFC?
Yeah.
No. We've been there too many times.
Put it all up.
I don't know. I didn't go on a Burger King.
You know where I was when my daughter was born?
Who?
Iraq.
Popeye's chicken is the shiznit!
I want 30 sliders, 5 french fries, and 4 large cherry cokes.
I want the same except make mine Diet Cokes.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's. What can I get for you?
Welcome to another edition of the Side of Fries podcast. Episode 2 today, 10 discontinued Taco Bell items. So these are going to be 10 discontinued Taco Bell items that are in no particular order. I'm Chris alongside Caleb, and we got a lot to discuss today in regard to Taco Bell. And I feel like it's kind of timely, right? You know, there's a big stink going on with Taco Bell and completely just obliterating their menu. All my go-tos on the Taco Bell menu are like now going to be discontinued. So that's really unfortunate. But those items, they will not be on this list today. We will save that for another episode down the road.
Yeah, disclaimer, none of those items are from the current menu, but some of these items you might have heard of before. Some of these items might be new to you. Some of these items might actually shock you. So just happy to be back at it again. We're not a fluke. Second episode here for the Side of Fries podcast.
Yeah, we'll, maybe we'll suffer from the sophomore slump. I don't know. So, but no, Taco Bell today actually announced that they are going to discontinue their Mexican pizza. And the last day for the Mexican pizza, for all you Mexican pizza lovers at Taco Bell, is November 5th, 2020, which pains me because that is like one of my go-tos, especially when I have a little bit too much to drink. I go for the Mexican pizza, but it's a sad, sad day because I feel like that thing's been through the test of time. It had some longevity.
Yeah, I mean, when I was a kid, my grandma was like the only person that really ordered it. But, you know, like your grandma or your parents kind of like share with you and you get to kind of like an item. And I really like the Mexican pizza. And it wasn't something that I'd order every week or not. I don't go to Taco Bell every week. Every time I go to Taco Bell. But once every, you know, 3 or 4 times you go to Taco Bell, I'd maybe slide in a pizza.
I mean, I just don't understand. Like, Taco Bell's got to be up to something, right? Like, they are taking so many items off the menu, especially the potatoes. And, you know, my wife is a vegetarian, mentioned that in the last episode. You know, she kind of relied on those types of items when she'd go to Taco Bell, and now that's not going to be on there. So maybe they're going to be introducing some sort of new, like, impossible meat, you know, kind of like how Burger King did. I mean, I feel like there's something on the rise where, like, they're about to offer some sort of alternative meat solution at Taco Bell because they don't really have that. However, pro tip, if you are a vegetarian and you are listening to the podcast, anything at Taco Bell can be – you can sub the beef out for for refried beans. So you get a – yeah. You get a beef taco, you can sub it out for beans. And me and Caleb know all about that.
I was going to say about the story when we went to pick up some Taco Bell, and the guy was like, all right, I guess I can do that for you. And we were like, you guess?
No, it's a known fact. I guess that's kind of a little, like, secret menu item tip. It's not really secret, but it's something that you can do that a lot of people don't realize you can do. You don't have to rely on just eating, like, you know, the bean burritos and that's it, if you don't really like the bean burritos. So, like I said, kind of a sad day today with Taco Bell announcing that the taco pizza is going to be discontinued in November. That thing, as long as I can remember, that thing's been on the menu.
Yeah, if you're listening in, maybe pour one out for the taco pizza.
Shed one thug tear for sure. All right. 10 discontinued Taco Bell items. Like I said, these items, they're in no particular order. So I don't want anyone being like, oh, what the heck? You have this item ranked 10 and this one ranked 1, that whatever. No, we just threw a list of 10 on there. Now, these 10 we felt were the most relevant ones and the most iconic and important ones. But there's no particular order. There's no ranking system. So full disclosure on that. All right, Caleb, let's take it away. First item on the top 10 or the 10 discontinued Taco Bell items.
Yeah, number one, we got the Bell Beefer. This item was on the Taco Bell menu for a couple decades, and it was discontinued in the mid-90s, so you and I probably didn't really remember this one, caught the tail end of it, maybe, if you were a kid, but pretty much what this was Taco Bell's attempt to try and work their way into the burger side of things. You know, you got McDonald's and Burger King, and Taco Bell's its own niche, and they were trying to be like, well, we can compete too, and we can provide something. But what they provided was basically a sloppy Joe. It had some taco toppings on it, if you will. It had taco meat, lettuce, diced tomato, and some mild sauce, but pretty much it's a sloppy Joe with taco meat.
Yeah, I got to be honest. It doesn't really look too appetizing. I mean, it's a sloppy Joe spiced up with cheese and tomato and lettuce.
You know what this item made me think about when we were putting this together is sometimes how do you feel like when you're ordering a menu item and you're like, yeah, I'll get the Bell Beefer. Like just saying that out loud, it's like, wow, they really stretched this one with the name. But yeah,
I'm kind of glad I don't really remember this item, and how it lasted two decades on the menu is a little beyond me, because that thing just, you know, you don't go to Taco Bell to get a burger, right? You go to Taco Bell to get a taco. Same reason why you don't go to Burger King to get a taco. You go to Burger King to get a burger, right?
I mean, I would also go out on a limb and say you don't go to a restaurant to get a sloppy Joe.
Yeah, like sloppy Joes are like little kid things, right? Like you get it at little Joey's fifth birthday party, that sort of thing. Or it's like it's like an item that you can eat at school, you know, like during lunchtime. It's not something that you actually seek out.
Right. Or something your mom makes after school and maybe she puts it on a hot dog and, you know, like that kind of thing.
Yeah. So Bell Beefer, got to be honest, never tried it. I don't know if I would actually want to try it if I were given the chance, but not surprised it's no longer on the menu.
So, yeah, I mean, also you got to – they had to have hamburger – you know, they had to completely change. They had to have a hamburger bun. They probably didn't have a way to toast it if it was toasted. So, it's, you know, you're really making the change for one item on all those things. So,
next on the list – and I was a little shocked by this one because, you know, I honestly thought it was still on the list. And maybe I thought it was still on the list because it was just recently taken off the menu – and that was the Caramel Apple Empanada. So Caramel Apple Empanada debuted in 2004 and left in 2019. So very recent, only a year ago. The Caramel Apple Empanada, I always remember, was like the thing that they gave you if they screwed up your menu, right? Like, sorry, we ran out of blah, blah, blah. We threw in an apple empanada, you know, like. I would always get pissed because I'm like, I don't even want an apple empanada. I'd rather have cinnamon twists. Like, what the heck?
Yeah. Everybody, cinnamon twists are that thing that, like, you're actually kind of excited if you get it for free. You don't care spending the dollar for it, but you're excited. Caramel apple empanada is like, all right, I mean, I guess I'll probably end up not eating this and put it in my fridge and never eating it. But I don't want to say it's bad because they were fine, but, like, I don't think anybody was – out to get the caramel apple empanada. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. You probably put some ice cream on it or something at home, but
that's not a bad idea. I will say me remembering what it tastes like, it reminded me of a McDonald's apple pie, but it was way better than the McDonald's apple pie. And it had like a caramel filling in it. I remember it came in almost like the bag that like the quesadillas came in pretty much. And it was heated when you would get it.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad, but man, that's a good idea. Like putting ice cream, like a scoop of vanilla with it. That'd probably taste really good.
I think it's like, you know, if you would like go to a Mexican restaurant on your birthday, like a lot of times they'll bring out that, and I forget what it's called, but it's like a cinnamon.
It's like fried ice cream basically, right? Isn't it?
Yeah. It's like some cinnamony kind of like base that's like tortillas that are fried.
And then it's got like a chocolate drizzle over it.
Yeah, so this is like Taco Bell's attempt at that like item that nobody buys on the menu at a Mexican restaurant, but you get it for free on your birthday.
It's, you know, you think about it, Taco Bell really doesn't have too many dessert items on their menu. And obviously we're going to get more into these, into the discontinued items on Taco Bell. But yeah, I mean, that was like one of the very few desserts on their menu. I mean, Cinnamon Twists obviously are like a staple, unless Taco Bell decided to get rid of those today too.
Right. And I think that's probably a good segue into our next item, because it's another, what I would guess you would call a dessert item. It's not really as desserty as a caramel apple empanada, but the cinnamon crispas.
Yeah. So it's basically what you were just describing. If you go to like a Mexican restaurant and you get that little like tortilla and then they put on it, but it's just, it's cut into chips.
Right. And I think this item left well before our time, in the 1980s. And the piece of advertising that we have says that it was 39 cents. So do the math. Nothing's really that price anymore. But this was basically, it looks like the nachos that they have, except instead of just putting salt on them, they dipped it in or put a bunch of cinnamon over it.
Yeah, I was going to say, have you ever seen how they make the Cinnamon Twists at Taco Bell?
I have, yes.
So they deep fry the Cinnamon Twists and then they like sprinkle cinnamon sugar on it. That's when they raise the you know, the Cinnamon Twists up. That's basically, yeah, yeah.
Kind of surprising that those stay so light and fluffy when they're fried, but
yeah, I mean, I don't know. And you're kind of right about that too. Like, you, it's like a treat when you get those. You know, the Cinnamon Twists, like, it's, I wonder how alike these two tasted. Because it's kind of very similar to that, the cinnamon right. Crispas.
And we posted it on our social media channels this week. Follow us on Side of Fries Pod on Twitter and Instagram, get that plug out there. But remember when Taco Bell used to have that little spinning thing on the counter where you could win, it was a cinnamon twist, a taco, or a burrito based on what coin you put in, and you had to like basically get it through this maze and balance on the bottom peg before falling off.
Oh yeah.
And like cinnamon crisp or cinnamon twists were one of the items on that list. And that was like, for them, they're like, oh, we'll probably make our money back by people just dumping their change in here. But
yeah, a bean burrito was 25 cents and then a regular crispy taco was 10.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I love the bean burrito. You know, I could go for one right now, but I don't know. I feel like you're getting a little more bang for your buck if you go for the crispy taco with 10 cents, but who am I? So the next one on the discontinued menu item, this was a staple for quite a long time, and Taco Bell has kind of had a love-hate relationship with it, I feel like, and that's the Enchirito. So the Enchirito was introduced in the late 60s, and it left the menu in 1993. It returned in 2000, but the one thing that was different from it, you know, from when it left the first time in 93 and then its return in 2000 was one thing, and I know you, Caleb, made a point.
I got a big take here.
Yeah, you made a point to make, you know, to say this. The first Enchirito had black olives on it. The second time it returned, it did not have black olives on it.
Yes, and that's because the second time it returned in 2000 is because they had already discontinued black olives, and black olives weren't just specific to the Enchirito. When I was a kid, any taco that I used to get would have black olives, or not necessarily on it already, but you could add them on. And it was kind of one of those things where it was on only a couple items, but they just had it there. So if you wanted it, you could add it. Love olives on any Mexican food. So I would always add it. And when those went away, I remember me and my brother were like actually sad that black olives went away, which is the dumbest thing because it's just one part of an item. But yeah, they took the black olives away. This is basically like Taco Bell's like wet fork, not necessarily knife, but like you eat it out of a dish with a fork. It's a little more cumbersome for an item for them, I would say.
Yeah. So the item consisted of a tortilla filled with ground beef, onions and pinto beans, and then it was smothered with like their red sauce and cheese, and then finally topped off with four or five sliced olives. Gotta be honest, I do remember when Taco Bell had black olives. I personally don't feel like black olives belong on Mexican food. I know you and I don't see eye to eye in that.
But I mean, they really don't if you think about
they
it.
They don't.
I just like the taste of it.
I mean, it's just – it's an odd combo. I always remember the black olives always being on the taco salads, you know, in the
yep.
in the little – what is it? Shell dish that you can eat after you're done with your taco.
Yep.
this item, like I said, it returned in 2000 minus the black olives. And then it ended up leaving in 2013 for good. So it hasn't been back since. Now, there's some different iterations of it, but the actual Enchirito itself has not been on the menu board for quite some time. And got to be honest, I mean, that thing had a good run. It started in the late 60s and it ended in the early 90s. I mean, so that was a pretty big staple for Taco Bell.
Yeah, and I guess my thought on why it could have left the menu is, like I said, it being a little more of a cumbersome item. People go to Taco Bell to get, like, something they can just eat out of the wrapper for the most part.
Yeah.
Or, like, something easy at the end of a night. And I think, like, this item, specifically the Enchirito, like, you have to use a fork and knife. You have to probably go sit somewhere, not eat it while driving in a car, not eat it while, you know, in 5 minutes before you fall asleep. Like, it's just a little bit much, I guess.
Yeah, and that's a good point, too. I would say, like, most items that you get out of the drive-thru, you know, you're going to be eating it in the car, right? This is probably not an item that's indicative to eating in the car, especially if you're driving, right?
Do you eat in the car?
Yeah.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Especially now with, like, COVID and everything, but yeah, I mean, you know, my job, I travel a lot. So, I mean, I really don't have anywhere to eat. I got to eat in the car.
Good point. I remember a road trip with you once, though, where maybe it was because your car was new. You didn't want us to eat in the car. I remember something about that. But.
The other interesting thing about this item is just us looking at the advertisement. Look at the, like, and we can describe it for everyone listening. It's old school Taco Bell, like the old school Taco Bell sauce and the old school Taco Bell cup. And it's not like your, you know, what is it that like the green and the purple and the pink. It is like red, yellow, and orange. The sauce, like the Taco Bell hot sauce, is like almost looks like it's like in a ketchup, like,
yeah, it's like in what
container thing. Yeah, like what barbecue sauce comes in.
Exactly, like at a McDonald's.
Yeah.
It's like one of those dippy things.
Which is so odd, because now it's in, you know, it's in the little packets.
Right.
All right. So next item on the list, which I was a little, I feel like this one had a little bit longer run when I read it, but I guess I was wrong.
Yeah, it's the Nacho Crunch Grilled Stuffed Burrito, which it was introduced in 2005 and only lasted a year. And you're right. I think it's because they have the Nacho Crunch. They keep, like, bringing it back into other items. And they introduced it probably around that time for the first time. And it's basically just some, you know, beef or chicken or steak, just like any other choice you get on a burrito for the most part if you want it. Nacho cheese, beans, green onions, tomatoes, sour cream, and those little, like, crunchy red tortilla chip strips, which is really what set it apart. It gave it that, like, you know, like – that crunch, you know, because if you eat Taco Bell and you're, you know, you're enjoying yourself and you go to Taco Bell and you order like six burritos, well, you're just eating like soft tortillas and beans for six items. This gave it a little, like, you know, little pop.
Yeah. I swear this was on the menu a lot longer than what it stated, but yeah, it only lasted a year. But like you said, I think it's just because a lot of the items, even some to this day, they still incorporate those little crunchy red tortilla chip strips. But I remember getting this item. It was okay. I mean, it wasn't something that, like, I seeked out. Like, I think I got it when I first saw it on a commercial and I just went and tried it out. I don't know. I just didn't really care for, like, the nacho cheese sauce that was in it and everything that, like, was combined. I don't know.
It just kind of made it messy, but
yeah, you know, it was a pretty messy item, I would say.
Right.
So next item. Now this item pains me that it's no longer in existence. I don't know how you feel about this item, but I have a strong feeling about this item, and it's the Verde Salsa at Taco Bell in the green packet. So you had your hot sauce, you had your mild, you had your hot, you had your fire, Then you had your verde, and then the I can't think of the purple packet. What's that?
It's the like.
That's like the newest one that was introduced, because it used to be.
Is it a Chipotle or
It's something along those lines. But it used to be the big three, right? It was your
right.
It was your mild. It was your hot, and it was your fire. And then they introduced verde, and verde, like, just in my opinion, it just changed the game. However, this item was pulled from the menu in 2016. Very sad about that. However, I have seen it in stores, like at Walmart and stuff, where you can buy it in like a bottle. And a lot of people apparently purchase it on Amazon. However, a lot of people claim that it's not as authentic as like it being in the packet that you would get at like the store. Who would have thought that? Like, you could just, you know, Caleb, you should have just piled up on the Verde salsa, because it's going for pretty, pretty high buck on eBay. People buy those Verde salsa packets on eBay for like a decent amount.
I was gonna say, I never have been like a green salsa guy or like a green anything on my food. Like we talked about last week, the green ketchup. And this isn't necessarily because of that. It's because I'm so like into like hot food.
Yeah.
And so anytime I go to Taco Bell, like I'll get hot. The only time I would ever get anything else is like, I'd go with my parents, and my mom would always get mild, and she'd be like, you want some of this? And I'd be like, all right, sure. But Verde salsa for me, I don't actually think I ever tried it. I know.
It was good. I mean, it wasn't hot or anything, but it just added some flavor into your items. Now, I would usually mix it sometimes with like maybe, you know, a hot sauce or a mild sauce. It was just a nice change of pace.
I can see that. Like, you know, same thing about buying the six burritos is like, you don't want to put the same thing on all of them. You can kind of switch it up.
Yeah.
But, you know, one thing I used to do in college, though, because I had the meal plan where, like, you know how some people would get like $50 a week to spend,
yeah,
or like $90 a week. My second year at Akron, I had the like $300 or whatever for the semester, because I lived in the townhouse and I could like make food and go to the grocery store and stuff. So I remember I was so cheap, I would go to Taco Bell and I would just get a handful, probably more than a handful, of the hot salsa or the hot sauce packets and just dump them in my bag. And then I would go to the grocery store and get like some tortilla chips. And I would take the time to individually unwrap all these fire salsas into a bowl so I could dip it and use it as salsa. I mean, to you, that comes as no surprise that I was cheap and did that.
That's pretty sad, I'm not going to lie. Oh my gosh. All right. Well, I wish you would have done that and saved up some of the Verde salsa, because I would take some right now. I honestly haven't tried the bottled ones that are at the grocery store. I'll have to try it sometime. But
actually, anytime, I don't know about the Verde salsa, but anytime I'll make like tacos at home and I want like a taco sauce, like a lot of people get like Ortega or whatever, I'll get the Taco Bell hot sauce because I like that. Out of the bottle?
Yeah, I totally know what you mean, because if you buy like the Taco Bell taco kit, which comes with like, you know, your seasoning, your taco shells, if you get like the mega kit, I guess, it will have cheese sauce and like their mild sauce on top of the hard shell and the taco mix, which I think it's usually like tortillas too, dough tortillas. So
you ever buy one of those?
Heck yeah, dude. At Sam's Club.
Really?
Yeah, they sell them at Sam's Club. All right, next item on the menu.
The grilled stuffed nachos. This was introduced in 2013 and left in 2014, so another short run item, then came back just for a little time in May 2015. Basically, it's a grilled triangle tortilla that's full of ground beef, those red tortilla strips that we talked about, and nacho cheese. So this is like kind of like a dumbed down version of a Crunchwrap, I would say,
mm-hmm,
except in like a triangle.
Well, it's like a combination of the Crunchwrap and the item that we were talking about, the nacho crunch grilled stuffed burrito. Like, it's like a combo of both, I would say.
Right. And I think they've made these like quick, like, I don't know what you call them, but like like a quick item that's like a dollar.
Yeah.
For plenty of times, like they have the cheese roll up now. That's like they're putting cheese in a tortilla.
If you are buying cheese roll ups at Taco Bell, like you need to just stop going to Taco Bell, dude. You can make those at home. Like, just buy some tortillas and buy some shredded cheese, and there you go. They're like 89 cents, man, a piece.
They are, but like,
they're expensive.
They're like a really good amount of cheese.
Dude, I could make you some bomb cheese roll. I'm sorry. Like, I have this debate all the time with my wife. She's always like, yeah, cheesy roll-ups. I'm like, no, you can make those at home. Like, we're not getting that.
But like, I don't know. You just like, you're like in the between. You don't want to order another item. And you're like, ah, cheese roll-up, you know. And plus you can like eat that on the way home. I don't know. I like those.
How long do you think that took the creative team to think of? Like,
they honestly walked into the meeting. No, they were like, hey, you guys, get a load of this. We're gonna pitch basically doing no work. Like,
it's a quesadilla, but we just roll it up.
And it's small.
Yeah, that's literally what it is. Or like, this guy had his kid just made like some random snack one day, and he's like, that's not a bad idea, and then just took it into the board meeting the next day and pitched it. That's how.
Yeah, I probably made these in my dorm as well, like something like that. At one time, and
dude,
you're right.
Dude, they've been around for a long time too. So like, obviously they're popular because I want to say they've been around at least since the mid-2000s. I mean, I remember getting those in high school and having arguments with my high school buddies about, why are you getting those? You can make those at home. Like, it's so stupid. Why are you wasting money on this? And then it's not like they would just like, and why would you want to get one cheesy roll up, right? You're going to probably want to get like two or three because they're small.
What if you just order only cheesy roll-ups? That's not even a substantial meal.
No. And then you spent almost $3 on three cheesy roll-ups when you probably could have just bought a nice burrito for how much? Like a 7-layer, I think, is like $3.25. I mean, dude.
That's oddly specific. Yeah. But yes.
Well, because I get it a lot. Well, well, I won't be getting it a lot anymore because that's one of the discontinued items on the newly announced discontinued items list that Taco Bell came out with today. Very.
You know, maybe here's just a little thought here about you not liking the cheesy rolls. A lot of the items you order are being discontinued, so maybe it's not my taste that.
I don't know, man. Like, whatever. I just feel like that is an item that you are just basically it's a waste. Like you're wasting your money on that. You know, it's the same sort of concept as like when we talked about last week with the Whopper. It doesn't have a slice of cheese, but you could add a slice of cheese for like what, 55 cents or something like that. Dude,
25? I don't know anymore. It's probably a ton. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, dude, you're going to spend that much money, you might as well just buy a pack of cheese or go home and throw the slice of cheese on there when you go home. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, put a Kraft single on it.
Yeah. All right. Next item on here is the cheesy beefy melt. Now, I remember this item so much. This was a big hit in high school, I remember. Was this one of your go-to items? I don't know if it was something that you dabbled in, but I was all about the cheesy beefy melt.
Yes, and you say high school, I say freshman year of college for myself. This was like, it had to be, 2007 to 2008. This was the menu item, and you know, right on Exchange Street, that Taco Bell right on campus.
Oh, yeah.
I remember I would go and like order three cheesy beefy melts and be like in a coma because there was just so much food. And it was literally like, I don't know, you eat a menu item at Taco Bell and you're like, oh, I wish this had a little more of it. Like, this had a lot of everything. Dude, rice, meat, yeah. Cheese, sour cream. And I remember one time I bought a couple of these to go tailgate for a game at the Rubber Bowl.
Of course you did.
Yeah. At the Rubber Bowl, they would play so many day games. So you know that I went to pick that up at like 10 a.m. So
the cheesy beefy melt consisted of seasoned rice, which I gotta be honest, the seasoned rice for being fast food isn't that bad. Seasoned beef, cool sour cream, and three kinds of cheese, Monterey Jack, mozzarella, and cheddar. and all of them were wrapped up in a nice warm tortilla, as the description likes to add. No, this was a pretty good menu item. And honestly, I don't really remember when they discontinued it. They
discontinued it like right after 2008. Cause I remember going back to that Taco Bell after like the summer back home and being like, I want a cheesy beefy melt, and they didn't have it anymore. So I went back to like, I don't know, some other item.
So the next item on the list is that hurts you, but is enjoyable for you to talk. I feel like this is partially why this podcast was created, because of the talk about this certain item. And that item is, Caleb,
I will go out and say the single greatest item that has ceased to exist on a fast food menu is this item, and it's the Volcano Taco.
Got to be honest with you. You're right. It was a phenomenal item when it came out. Like, I loved these Volcano Tacos. They weren't really that hot, in my opinion.
This was like the precursor to the Doritos Locos, which everybody loves all that. And it had like a red tortilla shell.
Yeah.
Which wasn't that much different than a regular. It had a little bit of spice in it. And then it was just a regular taco, except it had the Volcano sauce on it, which was like a hot nacho cheese, which just, it took that item from being like, oh, it's the throw-in when you get a chicken quesadilla combo, like you get a taco too, to like get it with a Volcano taco, and that's like, nice.
Dude, it had its own combo, like, item. Like, it was its own combo, I remember. I don't remember what went with the combo, but I know there was at least one Volcano taco, and then I think it was like something else that went along with it. And that was like somewhat relevant to that item.
Well, they dabbled in like a Volcano like combo where it was like a burrito with the Volcano sauce.
That's what
on
I
it.
Thought. I was going to say, I thought it was something like that where it was, it incorporated the Volcano sauce. I was a big fan of the Volcano sauce. It was,
I know that spicy is like one of those things that's tough for people, because for me, like, I like hot food. A lot of people, like, spicy to them is like, you know, something that's like mild salsa. Like, some people are like, oh, that's too spicy. So the Volcano Taco was definitely hotter than that.
Yeah.
But like, it wasn't like I'm going to Buffalo Wild Wings and getting the wild sauce or whatever, the blazing sauce, you know. Yeah. It wasn't that hot.
So this item was introduced in September of 2008, and the sauce was discontinued in 2013, but brought back 2 years later. So in 2015, due to popular demand on social media, and I kind of remember this. So like, I still feel like there's still a want for the Volcano Taco. I almost feel like Taco Bell maybe has a move here where they could like make it kind of like their McRib, where like, you know, it's a big deal when the McRib comes back onto the menu. You know, everyone like rejoices and goes to McDonald's, and like, it's I don't know, like, people lose their mind. Like, I feel like this could be that type of item for Taco Bell.
I think they're that type of item would be the, what was the chicken taco where the shell was a piece of chicken?
Oh God, yeah. It was the chicken chalupa, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah. I actually like those. But the sauce on the Volcano Taco, I tweeted about this, I don't know, a month ago probably, before we started the podcast, and I got so like into it and like remembering it that I was like, is there a way that you can make this sauce somehow to like put it on a taco? And basically what they recommended was you get a cup of nacho cheese with your meal, mm-hmm. and a hot sauce or hot salsa packet, and then just put that in and mix it. Really? And I'm like, you know what? That basically is like, it was just like a hot nacho cheese. Yeah, so that's probably about right. That's probably what they did.
That literally, do you think they used fire or hot? Cause fire is like,
you know what? You're right. Fire probably.
Okay. Yeah. So the item, like Caleb mentioned, the shell was red colored. It consisted of beef Volcano sauce, which was marketed as the spiciest sauce Taco Bell has ever had. all right. Yeah. And then it was followed by lettuce and cheese. And I don't know if you remember this, but this was kind of a controversial item because it had like notoriety. For its ability to cause indigestion. So Caleb, you dabbled in the Volcano Tacos, I feel like probably a little more than me.
Yeah, and as somebody who has indigestion a lot and, like, keeps Tums in his car and, like, anywhere within reach just in case,
you
like,
don't, it pops up.
Yes. Yes, I do. I go through probably a bottle of Tums a month, which is probably not good.
No, man.
But the volcano taco wouldn't even, like, it wouldn't even get me, like, a quarter Tum. I wouldn't even, you know? You know, like, sometimes you go to eat hot wings and you, like, coat your stomach before you go because you're like, I'm going to pay for this, but I'm going to be prepared. You take, like, two Tums before you eat something hot. Do you not do that? Do people not do that? No?
I don't, but I just have this vision of you, like, downing milk of magnesia.
Evaporated milk.
Yeah, like you're like a middle-aged man and you're just drinking that shit because, you know, well, it's going to get you through the day.
I mean, I do. I love milk. And sometimes if it gets to be past, like, because, you know, you can't eat like eight Tums in one sitting. You got to have like some milk or something.
Some people carry hot sauce around just in case. Caleb carries Tums.
Note to self, apparently, though, eat less Tums. So.
Your body, whenever you ingest the Tums, it's probably like, oh no.
I mean, it probably doesn't have as much effect. It's probably just like, oh, another Tum.
Yeah, you probably have an immunity to it.
All right. Yeah, probably.
All right, next item on the list is the Choco Taco, which you and I were going back and forth on this because I swear they still have the Choco Taco.
I haven't seen it in, I don't know, probably since like the early 2000s maybe, but I think the reason you're thinking this a little bit is the Choco Taco was introduced, I think they came around late 80s, early 90s as just a Klondike product. So it was, you know, associated with Taco Bell. It was just a, like a waffle cone, basically folded in half like a taco, with some ice cream and chocolate inside. And then had like a chocolate and like nut, like coating on the outside that kind of kept everything together. And they had these in this like little square freezer behind the counter. And if you ordered a Choco Taco, the first thing, you know, like when they give you like your drink cup, they would hand you your Choco Taco. It was like, oh, well, I guess I'm going to eat this first because otherwise it's going to melt. But they were introduced by Klondike. And then in the early 90s, Taco Bell was like, well, that makes sense. Let's partner and have these. And then when they let them go, Taco Bell created, I think they called it the chocolate taco or something to that effect. It wasn't called a Choco Taco.
Now, I can never remember a time where I was like, yeah, Dad, I want a Choco Taco. Like, I don't know. I've had it, but I can't ever remember a time going to Taco Bell, eating my meal, and then been like, Dad, can I get a Choco Taco? Like, I don't know. It just never dawned on me.
the reason I think about it so much isn't even because of myself. I distinctly remember my brother, every time we would go, he'd be like, can I get a Choco Taco? Choco Taco, Choco Taco, like every single time. So like either at the beginning or on the way out, you know, sometimes you go up and order like a cinnamon chip. By the way, I'm talking about back when people used to go and sit and eat at Taco Bell, which doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, we did that a lot as kids. Like we would sit, like my dad would take us to Taco Bell. Me and my sister and him would sit there and actually like eat our meal there. Like it wasn't out of the ordinary. He was very anti drive through, like kind of like that Joe Pesci clip where he's going off about the drive through in the one movie. Like I mean, I don't know. Obviously now you can't go in because of what's going on with the pandemic, but to me, it just, I don't know. I don't really want to sit there and eat. I mean, I'd rather just like grab my food, go home and eat in the comfort of my house, you know, that sort of thing.
And I think fast food has gotten such a stigma over the last 20 years since we've been kids that like, if you're somebody that goes to Taco Bell and eats it inside, like that's kind of weird. So like, and most people don't want to brag that they're going to Taco Bell. Some people do, like if you're in college, sure. But like, if you're a 31 year old man, like myself now, you don't want to like go be seen in a Taco Bell. You just want to go to the drive thru and get out of there and eat it where nobody can look at you.
Well, the other thing is like the drive thru is going to cater to you more because of their drive times versus going in, you know, you're not going to be as much of a priority. Like, you're going to be a priority, but they're more concentrated on hitting those drive times, especially at Taco Bell. Like, kudos to who's ever worked at Taco Bell, because I don't know if I could be, you know, capable of keeping up with that pace. Like, they are fast paced, on the go. Like, and it's no wonder why usually your item is always messed up and you always get the wrong item or they forgot an item, because they have to move so fast, because that Taco Bell line just, it builds up. I mean, it's insane, especially late at night when the bars let out.
Yeah. You know what? You might be able to guess this. What do you think I think is the only real reason to go into a fast food restaurant?
When you're drunk.
No. Well, yes. Okay. That is a reason, because you shouldn't be behind a wheel. So, sure. I was going to say, because you get to sip steal and get an extra refill of your drink while you're waiting for your food.
Of course.
Or for the people that, you know, we worked in fast food, so we know, that would be like,
the regulars.
The regulars that were, I ordered 6 tacos. That's all I want. Do you want anything to drink? No. Then they come back up and say, can I get a cup for water? And they go fill it up with pop or fruit punch or whatever they want.
All right. So don't lie and say that you've never done that, because I've witnessed you do it. All right.
Okay. Maybe in my college days, I would do such a thing. But usually you knew which places had the cups that were just the same, like Chipotle. Like, the water cup's, like, just smaller, but it looks the same. Some places would have, like, a clear plastic cup, and you'd be like, oh, I actually have to get water because they're going to know.
I mean, what are they going to do if you even get pop, right?
I mean, that's what – when I was up front at Burger King, I would see people do it, and I would see them look behind the counter to see if I was looking. I'd be like, dude, I don't care. Like, do you want 6 cups?
I'm sorry, sir. I decided to get a Fresca today. Sue me, you know?
Right. I'm not laying my life on the line for that 1 cent, 100,000% margin pop that you're getting.
There's an item that we did not put on here, but I know we were, like, kind of teasing it on the Side of Fries podcast Twitter account. So follow us, by the way, on Twitter at Side of Fries Pod. And that was the seafood... What was it? The seafood salad?
Seafood salad from Taco Bell.
I don't necessarily remember. I remember the salads, and I think Taco Bell still has some sort of semblance of those types of salads. And it was the salad that we were talking about earlier, where it's like the dish that holds the actual contents of the salad is edible, and it is a hard shell, right?
Right.
But this item was seafood, right? They were trying to compete and be healthy and try to stand out from the pack of all other fast food restaurants.
Yeah, and I think a lot of places, you think about anywhere that offers a fish item or is strictly fish items, like Long John Silver's, not a whole lot of people are hyped up on the fast food fish thing.
No.
So, like, maybe back in the day, like, Long John Silver's had a run, but people don't necessarily want to go somewhere where the fish is the afterthought item on the menu. And because, like, you know, fish, if it sits around, that's not good.
Well, especially when it's not fresh. Like, seafood is at its best when it's fresh, right? Like, there's a reason why sushi places have half price sushi. It's because they're trying to get rid of the fish from that week that didn't sell.
Right.
That's literally the reason.
Yikes.
So you got to think that's kind of the same case with, you know, fast food. I know it's frozen, but still, it's not fresh. And I know it's fast food, but this item, it consisted of what? Like, I know it consisted of shrimp, and then it consisted of, like, crab meat, but it was, like, it was that imitation crab meat, which is horrible. And then it was a regular old salad with lettuce, tomato. I think it had black olives in it, too, and then cheese. I don't think I would get it. It does not look very appetizing based on the YouTube video that we posted on Side of Fried's Twitter account. I don't know. I don't even think I've gotten the taco salad once, I think, at Taco Bell when I was a kid, because I wanted to be defiant and not get the same thing as everybody else. But it's not something I would actively go in. And you're kind of onto something too about the fast food, like the fish and the fast food. I know Long John Silver has, like, really had a hard time with, like, sales and stuff. And part of that problem is the stigma of fast food seafood. Like, nobody really is into that type of thing anymore. And they're having a hard time and they're trying to come up with different concepts. And Taco Bell, which is under the Yum Brands, as along with Long John Silver's, you know, I guess long ago was kind of onto something. They were trying to be onto something when it came to, you know, the seafood items, but just really surprised Taco Bell doesn't have a fish taco item though. Right.
Yeah. A little thing about the salads too, is like, I don't know about you. You said you had a taco salad before. Like if you look at the calories and
it's not healthy
like at McDonald's, it's not healthy at all. I used to, there was a point at Burger King when I worked there where you get the half price meals and I was like, oh, I'm going to be healthy. And I would order the salad all the time. And it would be like 1,000 calories for this salad. And I'm like, where? And it's because like the way that they process the lettuce, it's like washed in sugar water. And like they do everything they can to still make it like addicting. So you can't go to a Taco Bell and be like, I want the taco salad because I'm going to be healthy. Like you have to actually be like, I just really like the taco salad, you know?
Yeah. And I don't know who actively goes out for that. Like it's been a long time right. since I've seen someone order a taco salad at Taco Bell. Like I'd be interested in interviewing someone and be like, does anyone get the taco salad?
I got a guy.
Well,
it's my dad.
he gets the taco salad.
He doesn't. I don't think he does anymore, but, or like he used to as a kid. Him and my mom, like we'd go to Taco Bell. I'd get a quesadilla combo. My brother would. My parents would both get taco salads. My mom would sometimes switch it up. But like dad was like always taco salad or 6 hard shell tacos. That was like his go-to order.
All right. One last thing. What is the largest amount of tacos you've ever ate at Taco Bell?
Oh, not, you know, I also, as a kid, used to hate the hard shell taco, and I don't know why. I used to always order the soft as a replacement in a combo. Not a lot, because I am more fascinated. You probably asked me how many burritos have I eaten.
All right, how many burritos have you eaten?
Probably like 6.
In one sitting?
Probably like 6 of the chili cheese burritos. Oh, you ever have those?
Oh, yeah. Dude, Jesus Christ.
That's not an item you want to eat 6 of. I'll just be honest.
It probably just sat in your stomach for like a month.
Yeah, no. Probably sat in my stomach for about 5 minutes.
For real. Toxic sludge. Definitely. The most hard shell tacos I've ever ate in one sitting is 15. And no,
okay.
No, I did not dabble in any sort of extracurriculars. I was like 11. And I don't know why my dad let me do it, but I think it was because my uncle told me one time, yeah, I ate 14 tacos in one sitting. And I think he was probably dabbling in some extracurriculars. And so I was like,
and you were just like, I'm going to one up you.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I want to be like my Uncle Ronnie. And he, 15 tacos, I want to beat his record. So I'm like, Dad, can I eat 15 tacos? And I just think he was like, yeah, whatever, kid. And like, just let me do it. And I got to be honest, I've never done it since.
you know what's what one thing and the reason why that would be awful to eat? Because they were hard shell tacos, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah, they were.
The thing about Taco Bell hard shell tacos is if you don't eat them within like 30 minutes, they get soft on the bottom and they basically fall apart.
Oh, and they, you know what I mean? Yeah, and they stick to the wax paper that they wrap them in. And
yes. Yeah. That's why you can never – first of all, Taco Bell is not an item that you can eat cold the next day, ever.
Yeah, and like the cheese too. It doesn't like melt. It gets hard though. It's weird. Like it's not – you know, like it.
Well, it probably turns back into its real form, which isn't actually cheese. So.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right on that. It's not an item that you really want to. You really want to eat like after the 30-minute mark, kind of a lot like
yeah.
a lot of fast food items. But yeah, that's definitely one that.
It's not on Little Caesar's pizza level, but it's up there.
Definitely. Have it. That's the discontinued Taco Bell items list. That's the 10. Items that we came up with for Taco Bell and their discontinued items list. Definitely thinking about having a part 2. So if you guys got any items that you'd like to throw in and remind us about that maybe we missed, feel free to drop us a line either on the gram or on the podcast. Caleb, where can we find all that on the social media accounts?
You can find us on Twitter and Instagram @SideOfFriesPod. You'll know it's us because it's a little happy French fry guy standing there.
Yeah. It's us. Well, and the other thing too, we're on Apple Podcasts now, so subscribe, rate, and give us a good review. Caleb said he's giving out free nacho fries from Taco Bell. So you see him, he'll buy them for you.
Yeah.
All right. Next week, I think we got some pretty good show topics.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about, I don't want to give it completely away, but we'll talk a little bit about.
Give it a little tease, right?
Yeah, something that used to come with a kid's meal that wasn't edible.
Dun, dun, dun. All right, there you have it. Side of Fries Podcast. See ya. We'll be right back.